This is such exciting research, Lynn. Where do we go from here with it? Where does the research go?
Well, this is what happened to me, as I say. I kind of came up against a brick wall at a certain point of my research. The thing that I was really interested in was what happens when lots of minds think the same thing at the same time. You know, where's the evidence for that? How much, you know, does it get stronger? Does intention get stronger if you've got more than one person thinking the same thing at the same time? And there was some tantalizing evidence about this, but not really, not enough, you know. And so my husband kind of turned to me and said, well, why don't you do these experiments yourself? And, you know, I had to laugh at this because, you know, I'm not a scientist. I'm a science writer, but the last experiments I carried out was in my 10th grade science class, you know, dissecting frogs. So I thought, well, I can't do this. But then I started to think, well, wait a second. I've got hundreds of thousands of readers. I've got an experimental body here that's bigger than anybody, you know, any other lab. Suppose I talk to some of the scientists I know and see if we can set up a global laboratory. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we're doing. So in a sense, the book is really just a prelude to what we want to find out about intention. So in other words, we're setting up labs in Germany, in University of Arizona, with the Institute of Noetic Sciences. And we're going to have periodic studies of intention where all the readers have to send their intentions all at the same time. To some sort of measurable target. So this will start telling us more and more and more about it. Because
what are you going to try to do?
Pardon me?
What are you going to try to do? You're going to get many minds to focus, right?
Yeah, we're going to tell them to, let's say our first target is going to be, we're creating a little mini Gaia, you know, like a little mini world. And we want to artificially raise the temperature. And we're going to ask all of our readers at that point, and I think I think we've got our first one targeted for March 24th. And we're going to have people all send their intention at the same time, a very specific intention that I'm going to have on our website that basically says, you know, we're going to try to lower this temperature by a certain number of degrees. And we'll see. We're going to have the scientists on board. We'll have our webcam. And we're going to see, you know, whether or not we can do that. We've got a lot of plans for a number of – they're all philanthropic targets. We're not trying to win the lottery here. We're not trying to make anybody $1 million or whatever. We're just trying to see, you know, what can we do with our thoughts? Can they be a big force for good?
Yes, they can. They can be a big force. I'm not sure that – that's the part that got me. You know, we created Rain, Lynn. You know about my experiments,
right? Oh,
I
do.
What worries me is, will it always be as you intend? In other words, if I enjoin millions of people to try and create rain over a specific area that's been in drought and there's no rain in the forecast, and it happens, for example, in Texas, Lynn, we created rain in an area that had been just drought-ridden. And they got so damn much rain, it flooded. It was awful. Now,
Yes. That's
when I began to think, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't understand the dynamics of what I'm doing. And so how do we get a grasp on this so it can be used safely?
Well, this is why we want to keep it in very strict laboratory conditions. This is why we're just trying it as an experiment first, because we don't understand. We have to learn more. And so what I felt I could do was just harness this as an experiment first and begin to learn. And we find it, if we keep it in one little safe laboratory place, then we can learn. First, we'll start with non-human targets, because again, as you say, we don't know. We'll find out, what do we have a positive effect? Do we have a negative effect on this little mini Gaia? We have other plans. If we do go on to humans, we might just try something like attention deficit. That's a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you can easily measure somebody's attention or lack of attention. So we might take one child and try to send an intention to see if we can just increase her attention for that time. But we'll be very careful about it. We may not go on to human targets right away. We've been thinking about trying to do, we could even track this on a computer screen if we have a patient with Alzheimer's. Let's say we just try to get that patient who's in a hospital, just to help that patient who may be very confused, to just go back to his room. We could track it right on the computer screen to see whether or not we're doing it. But we'd be very careful and selective about our targets so that we can't harm anything or anybody. And we just learn, because this is what needs to be done. We need to push the boat out here and really learn about it. We can't. This is where science always goes. You need to ask an outrageous question like, "What if our thoughts could change the world?" and find out what happens. And that's the point. That's what science has always done. It's always pushed forward by asking a ridiculous question, like, you know, can you? What if stones fall from the sky? Or can you take a giant cylinder of steel and let it fly through the air?